of this conference, Your Excellencies, friends, ladies and gentlemen. It is an honor to be amongst you and a privilege for me to address the founding conference of the International Solar Alliance in the capital of this ancient, beautiful country of India. I commend His Excellency Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of India, and His Excellency Emmanuel Macron, President of the French Republic, for the brilliance of this joint initiative, which aims to harness the power of the sun to enable us to reduce our dependency on the use of fossil fuels and thereby address the adverse effects of climate change. Ghana is located around the equatorial sun belt, with many parts of the country enjoying high levels of solar irradiation all year round. She's endowed with abundant solar resource, which can be exploited to increase significantly the contribution of renewable energy in the country's power generation mix. It is unfortunate that despite the abundance of sunshine, our energy mix comprises 59% fossil fuels, 40% hydro, and only 1% solar. As co-chair of the group of eminent advocates of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, I am fully aware that SDG number 13 urges us, quote, to take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts, unquote. Even though Ghana is not a member, is not a major emitter of greenhouse gases, we've demonstrated our commitment under the Paris Agreement to lower unconditionally our greenhouse gas emissions by 15% by 2030. The measure of our attachment to the Paris Agreement lies in the fact that the former president of Ghana, His Excellency John Ajikum Kufuor, was one of its co-sponsors. On the basis of my country's specific needs, government is keen on developing utility-scale solar energy projects, as well as accelerating the development of mini-grid solutions in off-grid and island communities for lighting, irrigation, and other economic activities. To this end, and in keeping with our commitments under the Paris Agreement, we've outlined the following solar energy programs for implementation by 2030. One, attachment of utility scale electricity from about 22.5 megawatts to 250 megawatts. Two, scaling up the installation of 200,000 solar systems for households, commercial and governmental facilities in urban and selected non-electrified rural communities. Three, establishment of 55 mini-grid electrification systems with an average capacity of 100 kilowatts. These systems will be based on solar PV technology, which will be hybridized with other generation options to serve islands and off-grid communities. And fourthly, deployment of 2 million solar lanterns to replace kerosene lanterns currently being used by our rural non-electrified households. A major strategy to achieving these targets is to build the relevant domestic capacity in the manufacture and assembling of solar energy systems and accessories within Ghana. This will also help create job opportunities for our vibrant and hardworking youth. Ghana is a haven of peace and security. My government is keen on building the most business-friendly environment for investment, especially for investment in the renewable energy sector. Our country is endowed with great potential, where security and the rule of law are upheld, where investments are secure, and by the end of this year, we are projected to be the fastest growing economy in the world. The establishment of this international solar alliance, in our view, is very appropriate in today's circumstances. That is why Ghana did not hesitate in ratifying the framework agreement of this noteworthy alliance. I'm confident that together we can ensure the satisfactory performance of the ISA framework agreement and thereby make the laudable objectives of the International Solar Alliance reality. Sri Narendra Modi, Davan Yavid. Excellency Emmanuel Macron, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Excellency, for your insightful remarks.